negocio. Desde casa suspiro en ti, te dejo, siento en tu amor. Paso mi noche pensando en ti, sueña, inspira mi corazón. Sí, sí. Pasión.
Well, hello, and welcome to episode 32 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet broadcast slash radio podcast where I, your host, play one song from every record in my record collection. And that song there was by a band called Los Soñadores, Sin Saber Por Qué, from a compilation, Bebo Visiones Viniendos, Volume 4. Which I purchased either in the year 1999 or 2000. Not sure which, because at the cusp of those 2 years, I was in Madrid, Spain, and going on a record-buying frenzy. Although not as much of a frenzy as it should have been, because that was Volume 4, and you won't hear Volumes 1 through 3 because I didn't buy them. And I think that's a regret in my life. But I did spend several days going crazy with the records in Madrid, Spain, on the cusp of the year 2000. And what a great hit. That's a great hit from that trip. What a fun time I had. Well, moving along, only very slightly more modern from that is this next record, which I bought in Victoria, BC, Canada, around the same time. And it's a compilation called Teenage Fair, recorded at the Hollywood Palladium in March of 1964. And basically, it's like a Battle of the Bands compilation, and it's kind of horrible. It reminds me of everything bad that I hate about music. This is basically, in my mind, from this compilation, I've assembled the fact that some guy got together, host a Battle of the Bands, he recorded it, made a record, and sold it back to the bands, or something horrible like that. Something just, I don't know. It reeks. It reeks. But, you know, the bands are young, and they're trying, so you gotta give them that. And the song we're going to hear is called Walking the Dog, a standard of sorts. And the band is the Lad Teens, one of 1964's great teen bands that never, hopefully, went anywhere. Just go walk the dog.
And what? And where are we gonna?
Hey, I want to ask you something. How come you never bought me a drink?
Yeah, I did, man. I gave you.
You know something?
Drink.
You're a cheap motherfucker, man.
No, my name's Nardwuar, a human serpent.
Yeah, you're a cheap motherfucker. Where's my drink?
I bought it. It was in a glass, and then you said you had to take care of business, right?
I did, but you know, you're cheap, man.
No, my name's Nardwuar, the human serviette. That's it, Nardwuar, the human serviette. Can you say that, Jeff Connelly of the Liars?
All right, okay. I take it all back. You're the greatest guy I've ever known.
None other than Nardwuar the Human Serviette there himself, his band, The Evaporators, on a compilation that he put together called Oh My God, My Mom's on Channel 10, on his very own record label, Nardwuar the Human Serviette presents. And this was the first record he ever put out in 1989. And features many great bands, many classic late 80s, early 90s, bands of the fun rock variety, Telltale Hearts, The Enigmas, Mighty Squirrels, Gruesomes, Vindicators, Double Knot Spies, goes on, list goes on and on, Smugglers, of course, and, you know, I play this song by the Evaporators, and what do you think of it? Well, let's be frank, not an amazing song. And that's why the Evaporators have been this band for so long. They're able to be a band forever because they really have more enthusiasm than whatever it is that makes a band successful. And in my mind, I admire that. Nardwuar, what a guy. How did he do it? How does he continue to do it? And unrelenting passion, I think, is how he continues to do it. And, of course, can't play one Nardwuar comp without playing another. They just happen to be next to each other in the record shelves. And this is the show where I just go through my record shelves blindly, play every record. And we're in the compilation section, so of course I'm going to go from Oh My God, My Mom's on Channel 10, that's Cleo number 1, Cleo being the annotation for the records released by Nardwuar the Human Serviette Records. excuse me, got something in my throat. Going to Cleo number 4, a little comp called Clam Chowder and Ice versus Big Macs and Bombers. It's a compilation that has one side of all Canadian bands, one side of all American bands. Canadian side is pretty awesome. You got the Evaporators, Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler, who are the most fun band from Montreal ever. In the early 90s, apparently. Into the late 90s. The Gruesomes, The Smugglers, Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet, which you may remember from a little theme song called Kids in the Hall, Superconductor, The Sherlocks, and No Means No. Still a band. Amazing. And on the American side, you got Beat Happening, The Muffs, The Mummies, Mudhoney, The Squirrels, The A-Bones, and The Devil Dogs. Pretty good matchup, if you ask me. And it says here, beautiful forms and compositions are not made by chance, nor can they ever in any material be made at small expense. Quote, Ruskin. And so Nardwuar, his real name is John N. Ruskin, and he really doesn't like people to know what his real name is, but there you go. That's his real name. But what about this compilation? This compilation was purchased when I was in high school. And I was super into Nardwuar and the Evaporators, everything Evaporators. As was my good friend at the time, Mike Davis, now surfing fanatic. But back then we sailed together a lot. And we would go on trips and we would buy records together. And we would try and buy Evaporators records or Nardwuar related records because we just were really into it. And this one time we stayed with this guy, Will, who introduced us to the whole thing. And that's when I bought my first ever Nardwuar compilation, which I don't think I've played yet. I'm not sure if it's in this stack of records I'm going to play today. But, man, it's really good. So we'll get to that at some point. But after getting that one, I had to go back and get all the earlier ones. And so that's the period of life that I'm exploring right now in my mind as I'm trying to sound interesting to you. And I'm going to play a little band called The Gruesomes. Really awesome song, Quand Je Marche Dans La Rue. Man, I've already talked about The Gruesomes before, I've already played them, but this compilation really bringing back the memories here, having trouble even being coherent about it, so enjoy. We'll be right back.
The hobo and all the boys in the band taking this opportunity to record it.
Hello?
Hello, is this the home of Hank the Hobo?
I'm afraid not.
This isn't Roy Christensen, Hank the Hobo?
No, I'm afraid it isn't.
Norman Merkel?
No.
278?
No, no.
278? 8734?
No.
That's not the number I dialed.
No, I'm afraid not.
I didn't dial 278-8734.
Well, you might have done, but that's not what this number is.
You don't know who Norman Merkel is.
I haven't a clue who Norman Merkel is, okay?
Why don't you care, though? I'm trying to track him down.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm here from England, and I don't know who he is, okay?
Look, I need to know who he is.
I don't know who the fucking hell he is. Now, shut up.
Listen, don't you talk to me like that.
Down to my toes.
Legendary Canadian band Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, and it's got a ridiculous name. faster Santa Claus, ho ho ho. That is for all you people out there who love both Shouty Man on Shouty Planet and Christmas songs. Dedicated to you. You know who you are. And that was from the It Came From Canada Volume 4 compilation. Yeah. Four volumes of this thing. Before that, we listened to Dick Van Dyke's song called Curling from It Came From Canada Volume 3. And before that, we listened to The Ten Commandments with a song called Feel It from It Came From Canada Volume 2. Now, Volume 1 was played a long time ago, I think episode 29 or episode 30. And I don't know why Volume 1 was separated from Volume 2, 3s, and 4s, but I bought them all on the same day, same time, same place, and presumably from the same person. I don't really know exactly what happened, but some guy just was selling his record collection. He came in, he sold all four of them to Cheap Thrills on McTavish there, right across from McGill University. I went in there. I had written my last physics undergrad final exam, and I was going to buy some records to celebrate. And they had all four of these. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'd like to buy one. $20 for one. Maybe it was more than that. I can't remember. I think it's $20 each. I was like, that's pretty expensive. And then I was like, you know what? I need to celebrate. And I went to the nice man at Cheap Thrills. I don't know his name. I can see his face. I don't know his name. And I said, I'll give you 60 for all four. And I think I was successful. I'm pretty sure I was successful. And I remember getting a deal. Whatever the deal was, I think it was that. And that was a really, an amazing find. Now, the best part was I got home. I remember this. We went out for dinner afterwards, so I didn't listen to them right away. And then I went home, and I was just starting to listen to them. You know, it's really hard to dig into four compilations all at once. It's a tall order. But I started opening them up, and whoever this man was who sold these, he had close connections to the Og Records people, the people that put out these compilations. He's, of course, all Canadian, mostly kind of garage punk centric compilations, and Og Records was a store as well that was sort of in that with that aesthetic, now known as Primitive Records, I believe there's a lineage between the two. Makes sense, doesn't it? And inside, like, for instance, inside of Volume 3, there's a glossy 8x10 of the Gruesomes and a tour schedule in which they go across Canada, and they play at Harpo's in Victoria. Harpo's Pub. Yeah, that was the place the bands played, I guess, back then. And, one of them has a press release and a letter and a business card, and, yeah, it was kind of like a bit of a dig. So here I am talking about something that happened to me 5 years ago. Well, I explored something that happened to someone else about, 15 years before that. Well, maybe that's a little bit longer than, yeah, about 15 years. So there you go. What interesting history we weave with each other. And we create right now on this radio show, the radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection, no matter how good, no matter how bad. And here's one that I'd say is on the board, the bad side of things. A record that I purchased in Victoria in about 2006 because of its incredible cover and its general concept. It's this guy, Valdi. His name's Valdi, yeah. And I think he was pretty successful. But he lived on Salt Spring Island, this island near Victoria, and he was a bit of a loner. He lived on an island. And, he's inspires himself with the rich Canadian landscape. And this album is called Landscapes, and so I bought it. I was like, man, Valdi, never really given him a chance. I'm going to give him a chance. 2006. And this is a song called City Musician, and from 1973, really, I don't know, It didn't really do it for me, but I'm hoping right now to have a huge Valdi epiphany right now in the station so I can remember how I bought this in 2006, but it took me until 2010 to really get into it. That's what I'm hoping to remember.
Musician plays like a magician, though he plays a little different from me. He's stretched in the girth and he knows what he's worth. He's a wizard to listen to and a pleasure to see. Yeah, the city musician shows me what I'm missing with my head so far away from the town. I'll likely grow old and I could die from cold. This move to the mountains ain't quite like it's told. Cause you can't watch TV, you can't watch movies, you just watch the trees if the moon gives you light. You can't go to restaurants, your needs get to be wants. Your body gets strong and you breathe in good air. You breathe in good air. Shows me what I'm missing. I'm slower to pick up new chords. But I won't get sad about the things I ain't had. There's a big hunk of land that I'm headed towards. Where you can't watch TV, you can't watch the movies, you just watch the trees if the moon gives you light. You can't go to restaurants, your knees get to be wants, but your body gets strong and you breathe.
Mother, please.
Oh, my dear son, I'm just anxious for the play to begin, that's
Shh.
All.
Ladies and gentlemen, we begin. I beg you to attend. We begin. Oh, you venerable old shadows that float at nighttime over this lake, lull us to sleep and let us dream of what will be in 200,000 years.
There will be nothing in 200,000 years.
Shh! Then let them present that nothing.
Let them? Oh, hum, we're asleep.
All right, Nina, begin.
Men, lions, eagles and partridges, horned deer, geese, spiders, silent fish that dwell in the water,
all living things having completed their cycle?
All living things having completed their cycle of sorrow are extinct. It is cold, 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 empty. Empty, empty, dreadful, dreadful, dreadful. The bodies of living creatures have vanished into dust, while the souls of all have melted into one, that world soul I am.
Oh, it's something decadent.
Mother. Go on, Nina. I am alone.
I am alone. Once in 100 years I open my lips to speak, and my voice echoes mournfully in the void, and no one hears. All is hidden from me in the cruel, persistent struggle with the devil. My powerful foe, the devil, is approaching. I see his dreadful crimson eyes.
There's a smell of sulfur. Is that as it should be?
Thank you.
Records where they don't put a lot of silence in between the songs. Thanks a lot, guys. That is Old Time Religion from the record 2012, which I just opened up now. Now, let's see, it's called 2012. It's 2010 now, and I bought it in about 2005, maybe 2006. Don't remember exactly. But I bought it at a house show where they played in San Diego at the... on C Street and 29th. Now it's called the Treehouse. It was called the Treehouse then, but it was a different house. And there wasn't many people there, and I felt kind of bad for them, so I bought the record. And then I never opened it. I think I bought two records by them, and I opened one of them. And then I just had this record sitting for like 5 years in my record collection with the Shrinkwrap still on it. Not to say that they're a bad band. They're a great band, obviously. I just, you know, never got around to listening to it. I apologize. Now, you may have noticed, that we're out of the compilations, and now we're just kind of into random stuff. And I'm actually, you know, you kind of think the quality of this random stuff might be kind of low if we're playing records that I've never listened to, but I bought 5 years ago. And that's, I don't know if that's accurate. I think, I mean, that's a pretty great song we just heard there called, Chemical Factory. But, definitely... get ready for the mixed bag. For instance, before that, we heard an excerpt from The Seagull, the Chekhov play by Alexander Kirkland Acting Group there. They made a record of them reading the Chekhov play Seagull, and I bought that at the UCSD Friends of the International Students thrift store because I'm an international student, and I just wanted to check it out, and it was 50 cents. So there you go. I bought that. Face that. Reality. I did it. And, yeah, so then that got filed away and pretty much never played, obviously, except for maybe the one time all the way through. Pretty interesting. Not as good as reading it, but almost. And before that, listen to Valdi, another great record that I bought and filed away. I haven't listened to very many times. And here is yet another one of those records. And this one, I'm actually surprised I haven't listened to it more because it's a pretty cool record. And queuing it up, I got kind of excited. It's the band Biff Bang Pow, their album Love Is Forever, which I bought at the swap meet. But I remember I bought it at the swap meet. I bought about 40 records at the same time. So it just got, you know, when you buy that many at once, you can't really give them all a fair chance. But this is one of the better ones from that haul. I got a lot of, like, kind of instrumental piano records that are just horrible. But, yeah, this is a classic creation record here. Biff Bang Pow and a song called Miss California Toothpaste, 1972.
Thank you.
Well, there's a song that is an instrumental that is too long. It's by a band, Nick Hafner. Now, I played before that Biff Bang Pow, and I told you I bought that at the swap meet with about 30 or 40 British records. And this was also in that pile, and I think I bought it because it was on the Bam Caruso label. Cool label, never heard of the guy. And there you go. I kind of chose a bad track to play there, I think. That was just kind of boring. But oh well. You know, maybe I'll actually listen to it more now that I've gotten a taste. Here we are, exploring my life through the records that I bought. And predicting a little bit about the future. Maybe, you know, the future will involve more Nick Hafner. Who knows? Things change, people change, we all change. And this is episode 32, and it's about ready to change. I think that's about it for this one. We're going to end with one last track, a record that I bought out of the dollar bin at Cow Records in Ocean Beach. Awesome cover from the 70s. It's got a Rolls Royce parked outside of the State of California Department of Employment. And the album is called Times That Try a Man's Soul. The artist, Kyle. Yeah, just the one name, Kyle. Super cool dude. Basically thought this was going to be like a Joe Walsh record, and it kind of is, except for not as funny. This is a song called Virginia Traveler. Thank you for listening.
Back up in the hills of Virginia stands a cabin made of tar and wood. There ain't no lock on the door, and all the windows are holes. The roofing don't work so good. Well, I'm happy just to live in that cabin, waiting for my equal opportunity. Planning and scheming about the things I might do while my woman makes a laugh out of me. I'm married to a curseful woman, and she's a tall, hard mountain to climb. And no matter what I think, what I might want to do, that woman makes me walk the line. She's always gotta change my mind. You know she woke me up early one morning, said there's a hard rock quarry in town. Now they're looking for a man strong enough to swing a hammer. God, that hammer weighed 16 pounds. Hours from morning till evening, 12 hours in the burning hot sun. $95 for a 7-day week. Uncle Sam still got to get him some. That's enough to put a man on the run. So then I made it on down to the quarry, and by the railhead, to my surprise, a 33 cars of the Rock Island Line. What a sight for a poor man's eyes. I said, hey, Mr. Conductor, where's the end of your railroad line? He said, there ain't no end to where a man can go, but son, you got to make up your mind. Makes me walk the line. Oh, she has always got to change my mind. I'll get it now. Now back up in the hills of Virginia stands a cabin made of tar and wood. There ain't no locks on the door, and all the windows are holes. The roof, it don't look so good. See that cabin? No, the roof will never leak on me. You know the woman inside ain't gonna change my mind, 'cause I'm on a train to Tennessee. I might go on to San.